Welcome to the Sticker Podcast with your hosts, Nikki and Steven. The Sticker Podcast starts now.
Enough is enough. Daniel, this ends now.
This is exactly what Silva wanted to happen. He manipulated this whole thing to get us to fight.
The reason we're fighting is because you can't let things go.
You need to let me and Chosen handle this. It's the only way to make it all end.
Fine. Handle it. I won't be here for it.
Yeah, saw that coming. I mean, can you blame her?
No! From her, like, fuck again, dude? What else?
From her perspective, like...
Yeah, and that's the thing. You have to, like, think of it literally from her eyes. You can't know the whole story of, like, the behind the scenes and right. The history with Silver. You have to literally think of it in her shoes, and it's like, fuck this shit, I'm out.
Daniel sounds like a crazy... Like, he legitimately sounds like a crazy person. Even if he was just like, do you know what he said to me? Like, he told me that he spread all these lies and did all this stuff to you, to that person. She'd be like, what are you talking about? Why would he do that? Like, nothing makes sense because Silver is so good at putting up the facade. He's just so good at just playing people. He looks nice. He speaks well. He's got good causes. Everything he says, it's like, yeah, sign me up. But then it's like you go behind the scenes, you actually see what he's dealing with and what he is, and he doesn't reveal that to a lot of people. It takes a lot to see what he truly is.
But and it's like, this also looks like Daniel and Amanda are not good communicators at all. When there's drama going on, I fucking tell him everything. What I said, what they say, the history, I give him the whole details. So there's nothing that you are gonna hide.
I just think Daniel is... just, he's being so irrational with everything because he's super emotional.
Yeah. Which I get. I totally get.
It's Terry Silver. Like, Terry Silver is triggering for him to a level that just looks like it's ruining his damn marriage. Like, you saw it in the first episode.
His whole life.
Like, the moment that Chosen showed up, she was kind of like, wait, I thought this was over. I'm done. But then he gave her, like, the pina colada at the very end of the episode. And then it felt like things were okay. But now things are just... they continue to escalate. And why would she want to be around this? This is literal high school drama as grown-ass adults.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally what it is. And, I mean, she had a really good opportunity in this episode, and Daniel ruined it. So, I don't blame her for behaving the way that she is and feeling the way she is. Because, again, Silver does a phenomenal job of putting up a certain look. And... people buy into it. People see it. And again, it's one of those really difficult things because I think it goes back to the communication thing you talk about.
Yes.
In my situation, I would be so upfront about everything that Silver has done and everything that we've been through and how it all played out. And the fact that she didn't even know that he went to the furniture store and got into a fight. Like, how do you not know that? He's not revealing things. He's holding things back. And it's... the way it's being revealed just makes him look like a crazy person.
It does.
That's the bottom line because...
it's unfortunate because we know that Silver is a crazy person.
Like, instead of, like, striking him after Silver said that stuff to you, like, that's a moment where you walk away, pull your wife to the...
definitely never put your hands on anybody else.
But, like, I mean, he went to put his hand on him and he kind of just blocked it off. But it's one of those things where it's like, okay, Silver said this to me. I'm going to go take my wife. I'm going to take her aside and I'm going to have a talk with her. Be like, what happened? Like, what's going on? Or talk to the other person. Or just try to stay out of it completely and just see how it plays out. Because you got to think of it from Silver's point of view. Why would it make him look good talking shit about someone else?
No, when you talk shit about somebody else, it makes you look bad.
Yeah.
Not the person you're talking shit about. It makes you look bad.
And the fact that Daniel continues to fall for his traps... all it's doing is feeding Silver even more. He knows that he fucking owns Danny Boy. And the fact that he keeps calling him that, so awesome. But like, the most demeaning kind of way possible.
Yes.
Because you know every time.
For the show.
Right. You know every time he says that to him, it's just like tearing him apart inside. Every time he says Danny Boy, you know Daniel is just fucking losing his shit.
Meanwhile, the actor himself is probably older than...
right. It's just so wild that, like, Daniel... and again, looking at things in Daniel's perspective, I understand the way he's acting, too. because he knows and he can kind of tell what the bigger picture is here. And he's not wrong about any of it.
No.
He's just handling it in a poor way.
Yes. But, I mean, it's almost like panic mode of, like, I need to figure this out right now. I need to stop him right now. Like, it's just...
His tunnel vision is just...
Because he's very emotional. And I totally get that. Don't get me wrong.
That's what Silver does to people.
Yeah. You just need to take a step back.
It's he's seeing everything in a like with tunnel vision, and he doesn't see anything else around him. All he sees is Silver bad, Silver doing bad things, Silver hurting my family, like his plan to hurt everything. Like that's all he sees. He doesn't see all the other stuff that's going on around him. And now again, like she's gone. She's gonna leave. She's gonna take the kids wherever she's going.
But that also might be good for Sam and Anthony to go elsewhere.
I mean, Sam needs that bad based off of what happened in this episode. Because all the kids, they decided to have a pool day at the water park, and they can't coexist. They
can't even have that.
They can't coexist in the same place because there's just so much animosity and so much conflict and rivalry that's built up that you can't even enjoy a fun day at the park. And, you know, I think Kenny's becoming one of the bigger problems because he is feeling so good about himself now.
Which, I mean, that's good, it's but not good. Like this.
But again, he's using it in a way where, like, he's trying to fight Hawk. Like, I don't know if that's the right play. And, like, the way Hawk comes in, like, he immediately just... I don't know.
His chest. Yeah. And is like, I'm bigger than you. I'm a champion.
And it just goes, like, because Hawk, even his attitude and mindset could be in a better place. But knowing that you're walking up to an entire crew of Cobra Kai, you know things aren't going to be great.
Right.
And again.
I think Hawk punctured that inner tube. I'm just saying.
You think Hawk did it while he was coming? Like, he said something on the way down. He's like, what the hell? Like, so it was deflating while he was going down.
Okay. I don't know. I'm worried that he might think he was like falling behind, and so he felt like that was the only way to do it.
No, I think they actually sabotaged it. Okay, that's what I think. But like, I really like Kenny as a character, and seeing the way Robbie is trying to handle him and try to like talk to him, like,
but Kenny's not having any of it
because he's feeling really good about himself in his current state. Because again, he was bullied a lot, and now he wants
to be the bully.
He may not want to be the bully, but he's not being bullied anymore, and he's got a lot of friends around him now that makes him feel a lot better about stuff. And that's
Kyler
another
guy is the I mean, fucking he's so worst.
Annoying. He's so annoying. He's so annoying. But like the whole Tori situation too, like it's hard to, I feel like she's going to leave Cobra Kai.
I hope so.
Because I think everything that Robbie, I think when things calm down a little bit, maybe she'll think about it more. But again, she's in a good spot too, because even Silver's like, I'm going to make you the face of this place. You're the champion. And we're going to make you the face of Cobra Kai. For someone who wants that validation and that extra built of confidence with the stuff that even she's dealing with, how do you say no to that?
Right.
So it's one of those things where I wonder how the thought of the way Silver paid off the ref and how that's all going to play into this. Because Robbie's not wrong in this position where everyone's kind of, again, it's the Silver effect. Everyone's being manipulated by him. Everyone feels good doing Cobra Kai. Everyone is in a really good, comfortable, confident position. But at the reality, like at the core of the whole situation, Cobra Kai is bad because Terry Silver is bad.
Word.
We still haven't seen Kreese, by the way.
No.
Is he doing okay? Like, obviously,
I wonder what the actual actor is doing.
He's actually
season.
In jail. But yeah, like I think it. I try to put myself in everyone's situation and like thinking through like Kenny's eyes. It's tough because I totally get what he's feeling. He's feeling really good. He's feeling really comfortable. He feels really strong and confident. But then it's like I see things from Robbie's eyes where it's like, nah, they tried to manipulate me. I didn't want to hurt you in the tournament, but I did. But that's what Cobra Kai made me do. So he's felt that influence and been through it. He's trying to like pass it along to Tori, who just won this big championship that she gave a really great speech about how it kind of validates everything and it makes her feel good. But you're asking these people to walk away from that.
Even Kenny was like, no, like I needed that like kick in the face. Like, seriously? I don't think that's true.
It's just one of those things where it's a difficult ask because, again, they're not experiencing the negative aspect of what Cobra Kai could do to you.
Until it happens,
which is what Robbie was trying to say. Right. That's basically what Robbie's trying to say, but it's one of those things where if I was in Tori's spot, even though I know about the cheating, or if I was in Kenny's spot, I'd be like, nah, you just had a bad experience. Fuck you. You're not Cobra Kai material. Like, that's what I would do in my mindset if I was, like, gung-ho feeling good about Cobra Kai. But, like, it just wasn't your thing. Well, you weren't cut out.
Yeah, I mean, we know better now.
You just weren't cut out to be Cobra Kai, so shoo away. Go away. I don't care about you anymore. So it's just one of those things where...
How did that go again?
These kids are dealing with a lot. These kids are dealing with a lot. And there's just so much drama. There's so many emotions. And...
hormones.
I was really hoping that Miguel and Robbie would be able to squash their beef. But it doesn't feel that way. Because again, from Miguel's point of view, every time there's a scuffle...
Robbie's all up
in the middle. And it looks like he's on the Cobra Kai side of things. Even though he's
trying to
Tori.
Yeah.
He's trying to defend Tori. He doesn't care about Cobra Kai or Miyagi-Do or Eagle Fang or whatever. He doesn't give a shit about any of that at this point. He doesn't care about any of that. Him and Tori are together and he's trying to protect her from the Cobra Kai thing. And it just looks like he's on that side and he's not. But Miguel, obviously, they still have a ton of beef and so much history and shit that they've been through that you see that.
You build
something in your mind and you get aggressive and angry immediately. And it's just, I want them to be good. And it's like Johnny shows up there after a horrible day of being an Uber driver. Full of one stars.
Yeah, but he did get a good lesson from the pawn shop owner.
He did get a good lesson from the pawn. Like, this show gives you a lot of really big life lessons. And I could speak to that because everything changes when you have a family. And it's like your priorities completely shift and you want to do what's best for the family and you want to do what's best for your wife and your kids and just support them and allow them to do whatever the hell it is that they want. And, you know, you just go through the ringer to try to make sure that your family's happy. So
thanks, babe.
You got to make sacrifices for certain things. And like, I totally understand that. And I'm going through a lot of that mindset currently with a lot of things because certain things in life play out. So, yeah, there are messages in this show. There's a lot of young one. There's a lot of young messages, but there's also a lot of adult stuff in here, too. So,
thanks, dear.
I do what I can. So, it's a good show.
Okay.
A lot of stuff. I mean, are we going to get Mike Barnes back? Is he going to get
in
this?
You can't just go from, like, a very heartfelt message into just Mike Barnes.
Mike Barnes! Jones.
You can't just do that.
It's called a segue.
We appreciate you.
I know, and I appreciate you. I love my family very much. I'll do anything for them. So, Mike Barnes.
Mike Jones.
All right. Well, we'll leave it on that then.
That's a wrap on this edition of the Sticker Podcast. Follow Nikki and Steven at Nikki Steve React on Instagram and Twitter. And don't forget to check them out on YouTube at Nikki and Steven React and their live channel, Nikki and Steven Live. Also, make sure to join the Discord if you want to join in on the conversation. Hit it up, discord.gg/stickerfam. That's sticker, F-A-M.